After a one-week hiatus, it's time to get our view from the north. You can keep up with what he's got going on for NBC Sports Northwest. Check out their website. He's talking Ducks with the merry trio of Joey and Anthony and Jordy. You can follow along on Twitter. The handle's at Aaron J. Fentress. Mr. Fentress, how are things?
I just want you to know that every time I come on, you play that intro, I see if I can nail the bow. I nail it every time.
Practice makes perfect. You do something for 34 years.
It's only been 30 years I've been working on that. I nail it still. It's just amazing.
Well,
it's like riding a bike.
Your stick-to-itiveness is admirable when it comes to the king of pop. So
it's something.
Last December 6th, I had a guy call my show, tell me, Chip Kelly to Oregon, done deal. I mocked 2 days ago. I think it was the same guy. Kelly is a done deal to Florida. He said the players are being told. I'll tell you what, I saw what you said on your Twitter and the new segment, by the way, you guys. Fact or Fentress? At what level of ridiculous or just complete BS is stuff like this?
Okay, so we use Slack. The Slack channel, you can communicate with everyone at work or your business, whatever. It's better than email, actually. But anyway, we use it at work at NBC Sports Northwest. And I got a Slack message saying, this report, or just said, Chip Kelly to Florida. I'm like, is that a prediction? Is that someone goes, it's being reported. So when I, as a journalist, as someone who worked at a major newspaper for 21 years, to me, when something's being reported, that means a credible news service has reported it as a news story of fact. Right?
Of course.
So I go on Twitter, and I see some Florida fan, and I see someone else saying it's a done deal. I don't see any true reports. Then we tweet something saying, you know, there's all these reports out there that Chip Kelly is going to Florida. And I'm thinking, what report? So then I see that there's some guy who's like a lawyer who's supposedly plugged in to Florida said this on the radio. And I read an article that says, Chip Kelly to Florida, according to report. And so I click on the article, and its report was this guy saying on the radio, but then they quote him as saying, if my source is correct. That's not a report. Everyone out there that called it a report is an idiot.
There you go. News idiot.
You're a moron. That's not a report. You can't. Random people just can't have reports. This is why news entities have like checks and balances. You have to go through a chain of command before you actually report something that's breaking news. So I was totally annoyed by the entire thing until I ran about it. But no, there's no credible report, air quote, out there about him going to Florida. There's a rumor that they've made an offer, and that's it.
Okay, so what's less credible?
Rant over.
What's less credible, that source or that kid, Kevin Hart, 5 years ago, who held that press session in his high school, had three hats out there, announced he was going to Cal, and had no offers?
That was awesome. That guy had some stones, didn't he? Well, holy cow.
That's great. Oh, man, that guy,
I forgot about that kid.
That guy, his name surfaces whenever I think of somebody who's just deluded with what I call want. It's like, that's my poster guy.
And didn't he end up playing small college or no?
Yeah, he wound up, okay. Yeah, but a little difference between Cal and Oregon or, you know, Northeast Central Texas A&M South.
That guy, he must have been trying to impress a girl. It had to be a girl, right?
Oh, always.
Has to be a girl. At that age, it's got to be a girl. If it's not a girl, then I'm really worried. If you did that for a girl, I'm cool with it. Like, you're still stupid, but I'm cool with it. If you did it just to do it, then you're just...
Right. Then you got issues. So we're talking reality with Aaron Fentress of NBC Northwest, NBC Sports Northwest. So I saw you had a little sit-down with Coach Taggart recently, and, you know, we've had him on some time. And what? So this is not a commentary about hell for Kelly or Bilotti. Taggart seems to have, like, an ease to him, maybe an unguarded sincerity. Does that make sense?
100%. Definitely. Sorry, I turned on the water. I know that's annoying. sometimes I forget on the radio. I'm just walking around the house. I just start doing housework.
Multitasking. Killing it.
Sorry. No, there's 100%. 100%. You know, I thought Bilotti was obviously very good, great with the media. That guy was a cold machine. He was always easy to get to talking. He had a little bit more politician in him, but I think he was also older and been around the block a little bit more than Tiger has at this point, so maybe that will come out in Tiger as he gets older. And Tiger's played the politician. He's been playing the politician this whole Herbert thing.
Yep.
All right? You know, the whole, he's drinking his milk, he could come back and you never know. He knew. Every time he said you never know he could come back this week, he knew he wasn't coming back that week. So, but he definitely just has a more interesting and inviting personality, way more so than Chip and Helfrich. And I think Helfrich tried to be too much like Chip in that regard. Helfrich, when he first became head coach, I thought was very, very nervous about dealing with the media from that seat. There was some things he said and did that just led me to believe that he was really trying to feel his way through that. But Taggart's just far more personable. And that's one of the reasons why we try and have more fun with him in our interviews. Like we did a rapid fire with him.
Right.
We asked him a bunch of silly questions and whatever, because he's open to doing that. He has a good personality.
No, I'm really enjoying him here, and I think the winning's going to come. You posted.
Did you see their schedule?
Yeah, yeah.
They're going on the feeder next year.
Wow.
Write it down.
We're writing it down because you said that the year before last about Duck basketball, and all they did was make the Final Four. By the way, one of the reasons that schedule is such a bunny also, somebody reminded me, Texas A&M backed out. So,
no one can blame Oregon. Like Oregon over the years has been widely reported, and everyone knows has been very, very aggressive in trying to schedule anyone, anywhere, anytime. But early on, they had a lot of trouble getting people to come to Austin, remember?
Oh, yeah.
People didn't want to come to Austin. Michigan came and got upset. I think that turned a lot of people off. But no, Oregon is never to blame for their scheduling. They always try to schedule big time programs. And they have Auburn coming up, and they have Ohio State coming up, right?
Yeah, it's great. Kidding me? Talking Duck football with Aaron Fentress. So I guess you hear about the elephant in the room. So Saturday, it's the Wildcat quarterback, Khalil Tate, who was a backup when the season started. Now he's in the Heisman conversation. So beyond the power of Willie Taggart's prayers, what do you make of the shot this Duck defense has to deal with this kid? Because, man, he's electrifying.
Yeah, you know, we saw them prepare for Bryce Love, right? Oh, we prepared for Bryce Love. He's tough. He's tough. And, like, right away, Bryce Love was just scampering down the field untouched for 60-yard touchdowns and stuff. So, you know, Oregon's defense has made strides, but they're not going to go out there and just shut someone down who's that good. It's just not going to happen. To me, the thing is, don't give up a lot of big pass plays. If he runs wild on you, he runs for 240, yeah, it sucks. But you know what? They're a good rushing team. You're a good rushing team. You're going to cancel each other out. It's just don't let him get a bunch of big plays in the passing game, I think is the big key. And try not let him, you know, go for 50, 60-yard runs, maybe one. But don't let him get a bunch. Make him take some punishment. Make him be 10, 15 yards, 20 yards would be his longest run, and you smack him before he hook slides. But I don't think he's going to be enough to beat Oregon by himself, because I think Oregon's offense with Herbert coming back, and yes, he is coming back, it's just going to be way too much for Arizona's mediocre defense, and Oregon is balanced. They're going to run for as many yards as Arizona is, but Herbert's going to be slinging it. We're going to see a little bit of a resurrection of Charles Nelson. Remember that guy?
Yeah, oh, him.
who last caught a pass from Herbert in the first half of the Wyoming game, and then when he comes back from his injury, Herbert's gone and has barely touched the ball because he's been playing with Burmeister. That guy's going to get some QB love from Herbert this week. So I just think Oregon's offense is going to be too much, but Khalil Tate's going to do some damage, no doubt.
Well, the minute I heard that everybody was like, yeah, Herbert's playing, the first thing I did was go to my online site, and because the newspaper had no line on the game, Oregon right. -2, over-under, 76. So that's a definite indicator. Everybody believes Herbert's coming back. So this game against Arizona and then Oregon State, I know you sat down and talked with Taggart and then a bowl game. So, you know, in essence, are we kind of hitting reset with the injuries, year one under Taggart? And if they could win this game in the Civil War, all of a sudden, chance for 8 wins. That's some darn good progress.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I mean, given the fact that you know, they lost their quarterback for 5 games and clearly didn't have a true backup. If you can finish 8-5 with that kind of madness, that's a quality season. And, you know, I wrote earlier this week that Arizona is going to provide them with a chance to really, quote-unquote, do something, because their biggest win so far are 5-5 Utah, 5-5 Cal, and 4-6 Nebraska.
Right.
Like, those are the, you know, I'm not sure what Wyoming's record is right now, but Wyoming's a mid-major, so I wouldn't count them either way. But I, you know, to beat an Arizona team that's red hot, that's 7-3, that has a guy who's just taking the conference by storm, I think would be a big feather in the cap. And then if you can run the table, and I think they're going to face an inferior opponent in the bowl game, they can win that game. You're looking at 8-5, and then you're looking at the schedule next year. You're looking at returning 14 or 15 starters and about 20 young guys who played as backups this year. I mean, seriously, I would be, you know, barring injury, I can't see how they don't win 10 games next year. So, yeah, things are looking up. And like you said, reset. Just forget the past 5 weeks. It was a disaster. Start fresh from here and try to finish this thing the right way.
All right. Hey, great stuff as always. Look forward to chatting you up on Saturday. You travel safe. Again, NBC Sports Northwest on Twitter at Aaron J. Fentress. AF, always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot.
All right. See you Saturday. Bye.
Take it easy.